North Carolina's governor has shifted his stance a bit. Weeks ago, the governor signed a law that prompted widespread protest. That law eliminates local ordinances against discrimination based on sexual orientation. It also requires transgender people to use bathrooms based on the gender on their birth certificates. That law remains in force today, though the governor is changing his tone. Here's Tom Bullock of our member station WFAE.
Governor Pat McCrory signaled that change by issuing an executive order, which he said would protect the privacy and equality of all North Carolinians. But in reality, it does little to change what's known as House Bill 2. Take the provision that requires people use the public facility corresponding to the sex on their birth certificate. In a video statement, the governor says that requirement remains.
First, it maintains common sense. Gender-specific restroom and locker room facilities in government buildings and in our schools.
House Bill 2 also bars municipalities from increasing the local minimum wage. That provision is untouched by Governor McCrory's executive order. This law bans local governments from expanding protections to include LGBT individuals in areas such as employment and housing. Now, with his executive action, McCrory says,
as governor, I've expanded our state equal employment opportunity policy to clarify that sexual orientation and gender identity are included.
But only for some state employees. The governor's order is like an executive order from the president. It only applies to those who work for the executive branch. And McCrory hasn't said just why it's important to expand protections for those workers and not for others. Another aspect of the law has received less attention. Sarah Warbelow is the legal director of the Human Rights Campaign.
This law eliminates the ability for individuals to bring claims under state law if they've experienced discrimination.
They could go to federal court, but that is more expensive and has a shorter window in which to file a case. Now McCrory says he'll ask the General Assembly to repeal that portion of the law. They'll begin their legislative session on April 25th. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.